Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. It is quarter number two, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. And Dustin, our buddy Mark is having a real cool event. He is going to be giving away a free RV for the first home game of the year, the Ball State game, exclusively for the Keystone Sports Network listeners. If you have our app, Keystone Sports, you'll see a button on there for you to register for the free RV for the Ball State game. If you don't have the app, you could download it. Just go to Keystone Sports and you could register to win. We only ask that you register one time only, and we'll be doing the drawing for that in August. If you want to find out more about GoPSURV.com, you could call Mark at 800-519-8467. All right, Dusty, we spent the first quarter talking about Penn State's big recruiting weekend last weekend. Now I want to take a much bigger picture of college football for the rest of the show. There is a lot of stuff going on in college football, probably going to make major changes to the game itself, and I'm not sure many people are even talking about it. And I want to start with name, image, and likeness. A lot of people have heard about it, but I'm not sure everyone even understands what that means. Maybe you could help us out. Name, image, likeness.
Yeah, I think that it's just the opportunity for a college student athlete to take advantage of their fame and take advantage of where they show up. And you have conversation, and this is part of Pennsylvania's proposal with jerseys and with, you know, the old video games that were made, just not having any say and not collecting any revenue when clearly the NCAA is making money off their backs directly and indirectly through some of these ventures. You've seen a lot. I mean, this is the culmination of a lot of things, you know. And if you look back to the Ed O'Bannon versus the NCAA case, and that was a name, image, likeness situation. You look back at when Northwestern kids from the football team were making an attempt to unionize, to try to collective bargain for more rights for themselves. And, you know, the crap storm that kind of stirred up. I mean, there have been little things along the way here that have led us to this point. The other thing I would throw in there is, Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey sitting out bowl games. You know, these are little benchmarks along the way of college athletes trying to take a little bit of power for themselves. And this is where we are now, where I think we are very much on the cusp of a lot of big changes happening. And name, image, likeness is certainly up there. You have six states pushing to implement that, and that's going to happen July 1st. And with that July 1st coming, the NCAA now, between that and the Supreme Court ruling from last week, has a lot of pressure now to try to come up with something that resembles guidelines and something that resembles uniformity in the way that schools and conferences and athletes can move forward. And this is where we are right now. Name, image, likeness is just a kid's ability to capitalize on him or her being a well-known entity.
This has been coming for years, yet the NCAA, in my opinion, Dustin, has just put their head in the sand. They refuse to acknowledge it. They refuse to do anything about it. So instead of having something evolve, they end up with a revolution here, and it's outside forces that cause this. You mentioned, you know, some states, I believe California was the first one to say, look, we're going to put it into law that college students will be able to use their name, image, likeness, and the NCAA can't do anything about it. And once one state did it, that means their schools would have an advantage. Several other states, I think it was pure coincidence that states like Florida and Alabama also jumped on this bandwagon, so that it reached the point now, July 1st is D-Day. And so all of a sudden now, the NCAA, that moves at a glacier pace, all of a sudden they're going to have something enacted by July 1st.
Just no urgency whatsoever on this matter, or really any other matter, especially a topic that's going to require a pretty dramatic overhaul of not only the way that they do business, but the way that they approach their entire reason for existence. Amateurism is the word that they throw out there again and again and again, and that was pretty much the phrase that Brett Kavanaugh threw under a bus and backed over it back and forth about 50 times from the Supreme Court opinion, and what could blow the doors wide open to just, you know, not just for education related payments, which that was the case in the Supreme Court, name, image, likeness, but all kinds of other things too. The idea of making money and for amateurism to sustain itself, and for free labor to be a core tenant of that business, you know, as Brett Kavanaugh said, it wouldn't be legal anywhere else but this. Why should they be above the law? And so, but I think just with all these things, they just lean on the same old excuses and the same old reasons for not moving forward. It's been probably, 9 months or a year since they announced name, image, likeness is coming. What have you been doing, and what's been standing in the way of trying to establish something that's universal? They really need outside forces to lean on them and to create this urgency, because they can't seem to create it within themselves. And now they have, you know, a full on, not an emergency, but they are scrambling big time to do something here. And there's really no good reason or no good excuse that they haven't done more about this, or seen the writing on the wall and kind of recognize, like, whether we drag our heels or not, this is happening. So we might as well try to take charge here and play the leadership role that we're supposed to play in this situation. And they didn't do that. And now they look like weaklings. Because they are weaklings. I mean, if we're just calling a spade here. That's what this organization has been. They've resisted any meaningful change whatsoever. But just because you resist inevitable change doesn't change the fact that it is inevitable. And this is where we are.
They're going to be stuck with the handful of states that already have it implemented. The ruling by the NCAA will be, okay, schools in those states will follow their rules. Schools in other states can make up their own rules, so there won't be consistency across the board. Now, I haven't looked into what these other states, what are in their rules. What Pennsylvania is looking to implement, and they have it, I guess, as part of their budget proposal, but several of the things look to be pretty good. A couple things I want to point out where the compensation shall be commensurate with the market value of the student athlete's name, image, or likeness. I don't know if that's how other states are phrasing it, but that would seem important. I'm not sure how they could enforce it. Would seem to prevent that very rich alum from handing you, Dustin, Mr. Five-Star Running Back, I'm going to hand you $100,000 for you to shake hands with customers at my car dealership one Saturday morning. Well, that money is not commensurate with the value. So it would seem to be the goal there is to eliminate that. I'm not sure if that will work, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're going to have third-party expertise to determine on an ongoing basis what market value is and what raises red flags. And this is one of probably the many gray areas that James Franklin has cautioned about being more complex than we might realize. So I think part of the whole deal here is to establish an infrastructure for how you go about regulating or issuing guidelines or standardizing or, you know, coming up with a process to report the proposal or report the offer that you get. And then that report, that offer, if a kid gets an offer for $100,000 for a used car dealership, that offer is going to have to go through compliance and or some of these other people that maybe are assessing market value to determine the legitimacy of it. And if that kid or that school can get in trouble as a result of that, and I think that's what there's everybody scrambling to implement. You need some kind of infrastructure to make sure that nobody's getting in trouble, that a kid isn't biting off more than he or she can chew, that a kid isn't making a deal with the devil and there's fine print in a contract that says we own you for the next 15 years. It's not just right now for this. So there's all kinds of potential pitfalls that, I mean, maybe the NCAA has been doing stuff behind the scenes to try to implement stuff like this, but I cannot imagine. The can has been kicked down the road to the schools to make that determination. And that's pretty much where we are, is that, you know, Pennsylvania has put out some limitations on what types of offers can be taken advantage of by kids and how to go about reporting that. But now it's going to be up to Pitt and Penn State and Drexel and St. Joseph's and all these schools to try to, you know, establish somebody in-house that is going to be in charge of vetting these offers and making sure that everybody's safe, everybody's taking advantage of the rules, but also staying within the rules. And I think we're going to, with any of these things, more things are going to be revealed along the way that maybe you didn't anticipate, more loopholes that kids are able to exploit. So it's a whole new world, and I don't think anybody's going to go about nailing this on the first try. It'll just be interesting, you know, in my eyes, what's failure going to look like? What are loopholes going to look like?
And the NCAA could have been working on this all along, as you pointed out. Now, just to let our listeners know, some of those other limitations in the Pennsylvania law would be they couldn't be involved with adult entertainment, pharmaceuticals, tobacco, and I find it just alcohol and sports gambling. Fortunately, Dusty, we don't have to follow those rules.
Yeah, our name, image, and likeness has been safe, and fortunately, our market value is next to zero, too.
But we're allowed to talk about alcohol and sports betting, fortunately.
Fortunately, yeah.
Fortunately for that. Well, but now the question, though, becomes, and we may need to continue this into our next segment, though, Dusty, the unintended consequences of this, will it make a sport that already lacks parity, will it make it even worse?
There's potential for that. But I think, you know, when July 1st comes, I don't think it's going to be like the entire world changes in one instant. I think it's going to be the start of change. I think you're going to start to see some things trickle out. I do think that all these other 44 states and the NCAA will be working extremely hard to try to mimic that and try to close that gap as soon as possible. And I think that's what's going to set off. I don't think you're going to have much of an advantage for very long because the rest of the field is going to gain ground.
Yes, and you said it well. They're not going to get it right on the first pass. There's going to be issues. There's going to be loopholes that they're going to have to close, and that's going to be the fascinating part of the story. We're going to continue this conversation in our next segment, so please stay tuned. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.